Radio Prague, where it's time now for Talking Point. This week, Dita Asiedu looks at the battle lines, employers versus employees, on both sides of the new labor law.
The Czech Labor Code is to be amended, but the question is how? Will it serve the rights of the employer or the employee? The changes proposed by the senior ruling coalition party, the Social Democratic Party, passed through the first reading in the lower house of parliament, uphold the authority of trade unions. That, say the opposition Civic Democrats and the two junior ruling coalition parties, the Christian Democrats and the Freedom Union, is unacceptable. By making it difficult for employers to let go of unproductive staff and employ new people, the proposed new labor code threatens the flexibility of the labor market and is unconstitutional, they say. The three right-of-center parties, backed by the country's employers, now have their own proposed changes, which they're determined to push through. Civic Democrat Member of Parliament Vlastimil Tlustý.
This aim of Czech government goes completely against the tendency not only in Europe but all over the world. So I think that it's necessary to go in opposite direction. It means to improve flexibility of Czech market.
The result of this suggestion? The biggest demonstration that the country has seen since the Velvet Revolution 16 years ago. Over 25,000 members of 51 trade unions representing coal miners, railway workers, steel workers and many others flocked to Prague this Saturday to support the Social Democrats' version of the new labor code. They came to the city from all corners of the country in hundreds of buses and even a special train. Milan Štěch is the head of the Bohemian and Moravian Confederation of Trade Unions. He explains why over 25,000 trade union members from around the country were mobilized to Prague.
Jsou avizovány návrhy jak zaměstnavateli, tak pravicovými politickými stranami.
Employers, as well as the right-of-center political parties, are proposing amendments that grant employers the right to fire workers without giving reason and extend the trial period within which a new employee can be dismissed from 3 months to 12 months. They also limit the powers of company trade unions to such an extent that the rights of the worker would no longer be guarded. They are trying to turn trade unions into insignificant institutions that would not be able to serve their members. We cannot let that happen.
Traffic was brought to a standstill when the crowd gathered at Prague's Letná plain. While whistling, drumming, waving the flags of various trade unions and holding up banners with slogans like Serfdom was abolished in 1781 or You didn't give, so don't take, the mass of protesters, men, women and even children, marched to the old town's Palach Square to voice their demands.
Prosazují propouštění ze zaměstnání lidí v době nemoci a žen na mateřské dovolené. Hamba!
Shame on those who support a law that allows workers to be fired while on sick leave and women while on maternity leave. We can't afford to hire lawyers to defend our rights. We'll not allow employers to worsen our work conditions and introduce living standards of some parts of Asia and Africa. Our message to them is, if you want another China here, then leave the country and go and live there.
Tvrdohlavě prosazují, aby mohli být propouštěni zaměstnanci dokonce bez udání důvodu, aby mohli člověka vyhodit, aniž proto je pádný důvod.
Ten zákon by měl zůstat takový, jako je, ne-li ho ještě vylepšit. Aby bylo vidět, že pro ty pracující lidi něco dělají.
This protesting trade union member from the East Bohemian town of Hradec Králové says the amended labor code should either stay the way it is or should extend the rights of workers further, because from his point of view, it's a compromise solution in its current form. The state needs to show that it cares about its labor force, he adds.
Vzkázat politikům bychom chtěli, ať si váží lidí, kteří pracují.
We would like to tell all politicians that they should appreciate the country's workers because they're actually working for them. Without us, politicians would not lead such a good life, says this man who works at a coal mine in northern Bohemia. Professor Erazim Kohak was delighted to see workers, ordinary citizens, go out onto the streets to fight for their cause.
They need trade unions desperately, and most of all the country needs trade unions as a counterweight to the incredible overpowering power of capital. I know the conditions in the factories where there are no trade unions, which is most factories, where people are working really for a minimum wage, frequently because there is no other means of employment in the region, and the law does not provide adequate protection. It seems to me that the great weakness of all post-communist democracies is that they have no viable trade union movements, and not since the 1890s. And so I think trade unions are needed both for protection of individual workers and to make democracy work.
The current labor code dates back to 1966, but has undergone a number of amendments in the last 15 years. Experts agree that it needs to be replaced with a new law that's more transparent and less complicated. The lower house of parliament is expected to pass the new labor code before the end of the year. The communists have agreed to back the Social Democrats' proposal in parliament. Since the country's two left-of-centre parties enjoy a majority in the lower house, it's very likely that the current form of the amendment will be passed. But Mr. Kohak believes trade unions will never gain enough power to threaten the stability of the country's labour market.
I can imagine it theoretically, but I think it will be a cold day in June before that happens in the Czech Republic.
Especially when latest opinion polls suggest the country's right-wing opposition, Civic Democrats, will be getting a large share of the pie in the parliamentary elections next spring. So, as the country's workers awake from a 16-year slumber, they may have won this battle, but they'll certainly have plenty more to come.
And that edition of Talking Point with Dieter Asiedu just about brings us to the end of today's program. If you tuned in late and missed something, never fear. All of our reports and features are available online in both text and sound format on the Radio Prague website. That address is www.radio.cz/English. Also, we love hearing from listeners, so please feel free to drop us a line anytime.